Hey, welcome to another episode of Everything But Football. I'm Matt Taylor inside the HomeLoanExpert.com radio studio. If you're new to this, this is where I talk to a Colts player, and the only rule is to not discuss football stuff. Everything else is fair game. Today we're getting to know Colts running back Robert Turbin. And Robert, good to see you. Thanks for doing this.
No problem.
So,
no problem at all.
Born and raised, well, I know the born part, but raised in Oakland, California?
Fremont.
Is that right?
Fremont, California.
So you grew up, I'm assuming, a Raiders fan or a 49ers fan?
Everybody in my family were Raiders fans. Okay, I was always kind of the outlaw. I liked the Niners, right? I was a 49er fan, and they won more than the Raiders, I felt like,
sure,
in my young days. So, right, 49ers.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And you grew up a giant Frank Gore fan, too.
Yeah,
right?
He was one of my, I mean
you respected the heck out of him, I know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was always about running backs. Running back was always my favorite position. That's all I wanted to watch. And so, you know, being a 49er fan and Frank Gore being a 49er,
sure,
definitely was one of my favorites.
So it's definitely come full circle then. I mean, are you and Frank pretty good friends now inside the locker room?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, Frank is, you know, he's one of the best people I've ever met, to be honest.
Is Frank as chill and down to business as he appears on game day in real life outside of football?
Yep, he's chill, you know. One of those guys that'll give you like a one-word text response, you know.
Yeah, when one word will do, why use two?
That's what I'm saying. You know, just chill. It doesn't mean anything. Like,
right,
it's not a negative thing. That's just how he is. You know, he doesn't
exactly
have much to say, you know. And I understand it because I'm that way too with people. So I'm just like, yeah, you know, hey, that's Frank. He's just chilling,
uh-huh,
you know. So
what do you and Frank like to do outside of football?
Man, we just, if there's like a, I don't know, a Monday night game or something like that,
yeah,
or Sunday night game, and we played earlier in the day, you know, yeah, go over to the house and
yeah,
get some food and just chill and watch the game and, you know, just really like, you know, kick back, you know, and do things like that. And I did a charity event at in Fremont at my high school that I went to raise money for the athletic program and my foundation. And he came out as a special guest.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was cool, you know, and he did a couple interviews with the news stations and things out there,
oh,
you
yeah,
know, and he signed a couple autographs and stuff like that. And we did the, you know, the high school had a rally earlier in that day.
Yeah.
And we participated in the rally with our little Viking hats on. You know, that's the mascots, the Vikings, you know, so he had the Viking hat. And he told me, though, he's like, I don't want to talk on the mic. That's what he said before. He's like, I don't want to talk. I don't know on the mic. I just want to be out there.
Just want to be the celebrity.
Yeah, I was like, all right, you have to talk.
Just a showpiece.
I got you. I got you. You know.
Do you find it that guys are, because you have a foundation, a lot of guys do charity work and some other guys have foundations. Do you find it that a lot of guys, if you go up and ask, are pretty willing to help each other out with stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just depending on their schedules.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys like giving back, you know, it's just about doing it the right way. But I think if you ask most guys, you know, who play professional sports in any realm,
yeah,
and you ask them about giving back, you know, most of them in some way give back to something,
mm-hmm,
that they're passionate about. They may not have a foundation or anything like that. Don't really have to, but
mm-hmm,
they may give in ways that other people don't.
All right. So you won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago in Seattle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What was the biggest domino when it comes to winning the Super Bowl? Is it people recognizing you out and buying you drinks and paying for your dinners? I mean, what's the biggest plus intangible that you get from being a Super Bowl champion outside of a ring?
Well, I don't know if I would call it a plus or an intangible, but the thing I got the most after winning the Super Bowl, and I still get it now, is, you won a Super Bowl with Seattle, right? I said, yeah. Can I see your ring? That's the question that I get all the time. Where's your ring?
Yeah.
Can I see it? Do you ever wear it? They talk about the ring,
yeah,
mostly. And it's cool, you know, I have the ring. It's put away. I don't ever wear it. I've never worn it before. Mainly because I'm not like a boastful guy or flashy.
Sure.
I don't want to show off,
sure,
or anything. You know, I won a Super Bowl. It was great. You know, I'm trying to win another one. you know. So
yeah, so eye on the prize.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I put that one away, and now maybe I'll bring it out like when I'm retired or something like that, and somebody, some young cat doesn't believe me.
There you go.
I'm like 40 and I'm talking to some high school kid. You didn't win a Super Bowl. You know, maybe one of my nephew's buddies or something like that. And I said, huh?
Yeah. Let me show you something. You know what, pal?
Yeah.
Boom.
Let me show you something. Let's go to this glass case over here in my office.
It weighs more in your hand.
Yeah.
Come on. So. Are there any instances, though, where you would wear it prior to retirement?
You know what? Maybe if there was a reunion
of some sort, or some sort of
NFL event, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or like a gala or something special, you know, but I wouldn't wear it at like, I don't know, just randomly.
Just around to Target.
Yeah, you know.
Going to buy bed sheets. Yeah.
Right. But that's what I get the most, man.
Right on.
A Super Bowl, everybody wants to see the ring.
I understand. So what do you like most about Indy? What do you like to do around town?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't gotten to, you know, I like to golf a little bit.
Really?
I haven't gotten to get to any courses yet in Indianapolis. You know, I love to go bowling, but, you know, I haven't quite gone around to being able to do that yet either.
What are you waiting for?
I know.
What are you waiting for? Weather's starting to turn?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I enjoy, like, simple things. Going out to dinner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's some good restaurants, I feel like, in different areas of Indianapolis, you know, so I like to go out and try different foods and different type of foods to a certain extent. You know,
what are we talking about here? What's your limitation on stepping out of your comfort zone?
I don't know, man. Some people really like curry, right?
Okay,
curry is a good food. It is a good food, all right. But my experience with curry was not good. You know, so now I don't even want any of like that type of food.
Everybody has a story like that. You know, you try one thing one time and you have a bad experience and it ruins it.
Yeah, it's over. It's a wrap. But I think I may give it another opportunity. It just has to be in the right.
Where's your favorite spot to eat in town?
My favorite spot to eat, if I'm going out, this is like a cheat day for me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
My favorite
spot
to
eat, you know, because normally I have to eat like certain, all right.
Yeah.
Hopefully my dietitian doesn't hear this interview. All right, but there's a place called Jordan's Chicken and Fish.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's not regular, you know, it's just like chicken and fries or whatever.
But it's good, man.
I mean, like the seasoning, whatever they put on it, it's like I've never had it before, and it is good.
Right.
There's one actually right up the street. From the facility, and there's a few around different parts of Indy, but yeah, it's good.
So what does your diet look like in season then? If you're not going to cheat at Jordan's Chicken.
You know, it would take a while to get specific, but I just have to eat certain foods, you know, certain proteins. I try to stay with organic foods, number one. As far as meat goes, you want everything to be grass-fed. If I'm eating seafood, you want it to be wild.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it to be farm, at least for me, farm-raised. You know, it's not as good as, obviously, wild fish. So just really clean and healthy foods. I have to eat a salad at least once a day at some part, whether it's with lunch or with dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple snacks throughout the day, eating three times a day, making sure I get a good breakfast to start with and stuff like that.
Man, that's so boring.
Yeah, no,
that's,
I mean,
so boring. Do you find it hard to stick to that? You mean, do you ever just want to eat a bag of Doritos or something?
No, I do. I do. Yesterday I had a bag of jalapeno chips, to be honest.
Why you look like that. That's why you're a professional athlete.
Well, if you do it long enough and you're consistent with it, I mean, first of all, you just get used to it. Right. Okay. After a while,
I was going to ask you, do you just grow accustomed to it now where you like that stuff? You prefer that stuff?
Yeah. Now I don't want to eat anything else because I'll feel different.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So I know how it feels now to consistently eat healthy and eat correctly. So after you get into a rhythm, you know, those cheating days or cheating moments, I should say, my dietitian, she calls it balance. It is just, she doesn't believe in the word cheat. She said it's balanced. So it makes me feel
cheese.
Better. It makes me feel better about myself. But
yeah.
It's like, you know, you get a rhythm, and so when you do like do something that's balanced, it doesn't really affect you as much.
Yeah, it doesn't throw the whole system. Nah, all that work you put in during the week is just out the window at that point.
Right,
yeah.
So you're good.
Okay, what kind of music do you listen to get fired up on Sundays?
Generally, I listen to all genres of music. On game days, it's normally, you know, hip-hop or rock of some sort. The old school AC/DC to be specific, but as far as hip-hop, it'll vary. It could be like older, it could be new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not accustomed to like some of the new rock these days. I think it's different than like
I don't think there is such a thing as new rock.
Yeah,
it's evolved. Like, you know, they call it something different.
Yeah, so I stick to the old stuff, the stuff that I know.
Right.
You know, but as far as hip-hop goes, you know, I'll listen to mostly that.
What's your go-to AC/DC track?
I like Hell's Bells just because of like, I don't know, the beginning.
Sure.
Like the dome.
It's classic.
It's just like, oh,
here we go.
It's about to go down.
It definitely gets it out of you.
I have to say that one.
Nicely. Do you have certain songs that you've memorized over the years? Like, what is your go-to karaoke song if you're out and doing that?
Like singing?
Yeah.
Oh,
like right now, if I have a karaoke machine and I'll give you $500 to karaoke a song, but you have to have it memorized.
I'll probably like sing like some like I Believe I Can Fly, R. Kelly or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's one that pops in my mind.
That was in
right
Space
now.
Jam.
The Space Jam, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah. What? Definitely. Definitely.
What's another favorite movie of yours?
My favorite movie of all time, the number one, Space Jam is like two or three, probably three, I don't know, but favorite movie of all time, I usually tell people this, you know, because it's kind of like a softer movie in a way, but I love basketball, so Love and Basketball is like my favorite movie.
Great movie.
It's a great movie, in my opinion. I mean, a lot of people will tell me, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, that movie sucks, you know. Like, what?
Great movie.
It's a good movie.
Absolutely.
It's got a good, you know, little love story. It's like, you know, you can watch it. It's like one of those you can watch it with your boys, I think, kind of. You know, you can watch it with your girl, you know. It's like it's got the good balance, you know.
A lot of lessons in that movie.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I like it, man.
It's a coming-of-age film. They go all through college and end up together, playing in the WNBA, the NBA.
Yeah.
Although Omar Epps is a basketball player.
Right. It's a success story at the end of the day.
At
the end of the movie.
Yeah, but Omar
like,
Epps' basketball skills are a little, they're to be desired in the film, if you ask
me. Yeah, well, I don't know if he can play in real life.
No.
No? Okay, I didn't think so. He didn't really look at all that athletic in the movie.
but he got
the job.
Indeed. Man. Favorite or most memorable concert you've ever been to?
The first concert I ever went to, all right, I was in Seattle. I was playing for Seattle. I think it was my second year with the team. I'd never been to a concert up to that point in my life. So this is me at like 23 years old. Kenny Chesney came to practice one day. You know, put a helmet that was bigger than his entire body. All right, he caught a couple passes from Russell, and, you know, he talked to a couple guys on the team.
What's his athleticism like?
You know, he had some decent straightaway speed. You know, I don't know, you know, he didn't have any cleats on, so I don't know what his lateral movement might have been.
His three-cone drill.
You know,
I think
he might have been able to throw the ball maybe 30 yards, you know, so he might want to work on that. But he had a concert that night in Seattle. So, you know, he invited the team. I'd never been to a concert before. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to all genres of music, so I had heard, you know, some of his music dating back to when I was in high school,
right,
and stuff like that. And I wasn't like a huge fan, but I like his music. I mean, he makes good music at the end of the day. And so first concert, great concert. It was fun.
I bet. And he's got, you know, his catalog is so deep, and it's, he's been around so long that.
Yeah, he's legendary, man.
You know,
real.
At some point in his concert, you're like, man, I forgot about that song. I didn't know he sang this. You know, it's like just hit after hit keeps coming. he could probably perform for 2.5 straight hours, and you know, they're just all classics.
All hits, man. Yeah. He performed for like literally 2-3 hours, man, and every song was just like, it was a hit.
Yeah, everybody's singing along. Everybody knows all the words.
Man, yeah, man. All the girls love him. He's up there with a, you know, he's got his cut-off shirt and
cowboy hat
and some jeans that he cut probably himself, you know, before when he came into town.
Yep.
I was like, man, I wish I wonder if I would look good if I dressed like that, too. If I could.
Probably.
If that would work for me.
All right, I got some weird questions for you. If you weren't playing football, what do you think you'd be doing?
I probably would be a professional basketball player, to be honest
with
you.
That's awesome.
That is my next, like, passion in life.
Who's your basketball team?
I'm a Lakers fan.
All right.
I'm a Lakers fan. Being from the Bay Area,
so
I do
tough times.
Support the Warriors. You know, we're going through some tough times, you know, but in LA, but they'll be fine.
So you hooped in high school?
I played, yeah.
Yeah?
I played 2 years in high school.
What position?
A three, small forward.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's the best basketball player on the team? I know Joe Wright's just hung it up, but now who's the – Darius Butler is – I mean, I've seen video of him dunking and stuff.
I've never seen anybody play, you know, but I've heard Darius Butler is probably the closest thing on the team, the closest person on this team who could probably play in the pros.
Yeah.
From an NBA standpoint.
No, Darius Butler's athleticism is off the charts.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've never seen it. You know, I got to see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, I feel pretty good by myself. But, you know, I trust the word of some of the other guys on the team. I'm sure he's really good.
Yeah. And T.Y. can shoot it a little bit.
I've seen T.Y. shoot. He can shoot. You know, I know Dante. I know he can play some. You know, all those guys, man, talk a little trash to each other about basketball. We all feel like we can play. You know, one of my goals is to play in the Celebrity All-Star Game one year. One of these days.
What are you waiting on?
Well, I got to be a celebrity first, dude.
Oh,
I got to score a couple more touchdowns.
Give me a break. You scored 8 last season. That's.
Yeah.
I mean, you are beyond celebrity status.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get with your agent. Who do we need to call? I'll help you out. I'll get on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I mean, you would be, no disrespect, but you would be 5 times a bigger celebrity than the celebrities they have playing in that stinking game. I mean, half the people I've never heard of.
Well,
and you can't tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know. I didn't watch it this year, so I wasn't. We'll work on it. Yeah. We'll work on it.
I would love to see you in that. I'm going to help you out doing that. Okay, a couple more. What's your favorite day of the year?
Wow. That's a good question.
Was it regular season opener or Christmas Day, July 4th?
That is a
Cinco de Mayo's coming up.
No, I enjoy Christmas. Christmas is probably my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
You know, and so I remember being like, you know, now I'm the guy, you know, I'm basically Santa, sorry, kids that are listening. But, you know, now I'm helping out Santa,
yes.
You know.
Yes,
gifts.
Well put.
And baking cookies and leaving milk,
yeah.
You know.
You're an elf.
And then, you know, but I remember being on the other side of it where I couldn't even sleep the night before.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
I'm like trying to stay up and cheat and meet Santa, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
I'd say that's the favorite.
Do you have a standout Christmas memory or gift that you got?
One year, my sister, what she got for me was one of those, what do you call it? It's like those cars, right, for kids, battery charged.
Yeah. Oh, what do you call those?
You know what I'm talking about?
Power wheels.
The power wheel.
Right?
All right, I had a blue Jeep.
Yes.
Favorite gift ever.
Always.
And I think
wanted
I was like
wheel.
I was about 5 or 6 years old when I got it. Probably 5. When I got it.
Oh,
favorite gift of all time.
Oh yeah,
if
you had a power wheel, you were in charge. Man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I never got one. That was always atop my list, but I never got it.
Yeah.
Finally, what quirks do you have? Are you a quirky guy? I mean, is there anything idiosyncratic about you?
That I do weird?
Yeah.
There's a number of things, to be honest. I blurt out, you know, I just like blurt out stuff.
Right.
You know, like Like, I may blurt out, like, a lyric to a song and sing it all with, like, a weird voice. Or I may, like, change the lyrics to say something crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and out of control. I like to, that's one thing, you know, that I'll do. I like to throw people off, you know, in a way. Like, dude, what are you, you know, like, what are you saying? You know, I'll be, like, in Target or something like that and run into the... run into, like, the jewelry thing, you know, and knock over, like, the earrings. Sorry.
Just to give people a hard time?
Just to, you know, just to mess with people a little bit, you know?
What just happened?
I'll be pushing the cart and, like, run into something on accident, like, fall, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, some, you know, just weird stuff like that. Why? I don't know.
Because you can.
It's just what I do.
It's just keep people on their toes.
Yeah. You're right. That's cool. Exactly what it is.
Okay. To wrap up here, I like to ask each guy that does this with me, I like to ask him, is there anything you want Colts fans to know about you before we sign off? Maybe it's something personal or interesting, you know, something that sheds some light on who Robert Turbin is to Colts fans that they may not know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm just a, you know, we're all out there. It's all intense, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But just like I mentioned with, you know, running into things at Target, you know, I'm just a regular dude, you know, right. I try to make people laugh.
Yep.
I like movies. My favorite one is a soft one.
Yep.
You know, obviously, which is, you know, now the whole world knows.
I wouldn't call it a soft one.
All right, cool. Now I feel that. Thank you.
Don't
thank
feel bad you. About that. I feel, it's a great movie.
I feel good that you said that, you know. I love music, love to write. Like lyrics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I play the drums and,
do you really?
And the piano.
Cool.
You know, my dad taught me how to play the piano.
I didn't know that.
I learned the drums on my own, you know.
I learned the drums on my own too.
Yeah. So, you know, I enjoy music a lot and, you know, I write, like I said, lyrics. I think the first song I ever wrote was, I was in the sixth grade. It was my cousin and I, Lamar. All right. He was in the seventh grade. I was in the sixth grade. The song was called A Player's Life.
Do you still have it? Did you record it?
Yes.
Really?
I have it on a CD.
Oh,
you probably don't want to hear it.
Please.
Because I probably said some things as a sixth grader that I wasn't supposed to say. All right.
You have to bring that in. You have to bring that in. Please.
Because as an 11-year-old kid, I knew exactly, or maybe 12, right? You're 12 when you're in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
Whatever. I was always a young one, right? I didn't turn 12 till December.
You had it all figured out at 12 years old, right?
I had it figured out, man. I knew how to get all, you know.
Yep.
I knew exactly what it was.
Yep.
All right. But anyway, little tidbit about me.
So you're a down-to-earth guy who likes to read, write, and watch movies.
And eat.
and get some grub.
Don't forget about that.
That's fantastic. That's Robert Turbin on Everything But Football. Thank you, Robert, for the time tonight.
Peace. Appreciate it.